have any question on meditation? Did it go well?
I still play in there sometimes, you know. Still trying to stay to the quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, that could go on forever.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's the tendency. How about you,
Natasha? I loved it. It was freeing. Very freeing, freeing. Freeing. The ocean. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on the ocean. I just felt like my wish for myself is just to wake up.
That's really good. Birthday. I always think that around your birthday, your body's birthday, is very, very important to keep quiet, because that is specifically for you, and it is in the memory of creation, that that's when you came. And the whole creation will support your progress. So I always told my kids too, my whole family knows, they meditate the day before, that day, and the next day. So it was really good night, good choice for you to come tonight and meditate. Because again, when we go back to our goal of peace, we want to know how much we're initiating to it, right? So if you want to wake up, you have to make sure that you initiate, you help it, you know, by choosing the right thing to do. Choosing the right thing to do. So, you know, at what time were you born?
7 in the morning.
7 in the morning is 7 at night, and you meditated tonight.
Exactly, 7.
Yeah, 7 o'clock at night.
12:35 p.m.
Mm-hmm, 12:35. In India or here?
Here.
Here, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. And so this is how it goes. Now, does anybody know what it means by waking up? I mean, your desire to dead, I'm sure, hope that you know what it means.
Yeah. It's not a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a tangible thing that I can grab. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm just letting go of everything that goes against it.
Is mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Because I can sit there and say, oh, I want to wake up, I want to wake up.
That's right.
Not going to wake me up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anybody else knows what it means by waking up?
Be free of all burdens, all uh-huh. guilt, all mm-hmm. hardship.
Yeah.
Accept it, go with the flow of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
If every bad happens, every good happens.
Mm-hmm.
To think that way.
Yeah.
The falsehood of anything.
Why we're alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Happiness.
The waking up is the elimination of the mind.
Elimination?
Of the mind. And I don't mean elimination meaning that you...
Go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I have to go right now even.
Go.
I really do.
But
go.
It could be like going to the bathroom of the mind. Like going to the forever bathroom.
Yes, that's what we're going to talk about. Elimination of the mind means that the mind has absolutely nowhere to grab you from. Nowhere to grab you from.
Mm-hmm.
No tendencies that can entangle you again. This is being awakened. It's, and in that, you realize yourself, who you really are, because you don't have all of that thoughts that stops you from recognizing who you are, and that's, to me, is being awakened. So, We talked about a very, very important thing about the mind last week. Does anybody remember? It was, to me, it was a revelation that was given to me last week.
The mind is just a bundle of energy.
Uh-huh, there was more to it, yes. And you helped me with one of the words.
Darn your memory. You have a very good memory.
Only in certain things. Yes. So when Natasha comes, we're going to talk about something really, really interesting. And I think we can all really benefit from it. In my book, Most Precious, I don't know how many of you have listened to it or read it. It talks about, do you have that CD? No, you don't have it.
Yeah, it.
Yeah, okay. In that, it talks about a nagging mind or any mind that can bring thoughts that are unpleasant. And it goes to say that it's like a mother and a child in the kitchen. Remember, when the child does a new trick, the mother gets excited about it, and the child does it again, and the mother gets excited and fondles the kids and the baby, and finally the mother gets tired of repetition and tells the baby to go away, the child go away, but the child throws a tantrum because wants attention. So what does the mother do? Mother goes in the kitchen, and completely, under no circumstances, she has made her mind to give attention. Under no circumstances is she going to give attention to the child. So the child comes and thinks that can convince the mother. So keeps playing and begging, and so finally gets tired, and what happens? The child goes away and finds something else. The interesting thing happened last night. I was flipping through the channels in TV. I come across Super Nanny. Have you seen Super Nanny last night?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
No, I've not seen it.
And I said to myself, why am I watching that? But I'm glad I did watch it because it really goes with the topic that we're going to talk. This was these two children that honestly, if I had them, I would have put them in some asylum someplace. Nothing these children did was peaceful. I mean, they bang each other to the point that I thought one of them going to die just in within an hour of this movie, TV things. The house was no communication but the screaming. You know, no understanding. It was just loud noises hitting, like two pans hitting against each other. And the louder it got, the louder everybody started bringing their voices up. So this comes, this Super Nanny. This is the lady, that is an English lady, comes to tell him what to do. She observes him. First she observes. Then she tells them that one of the children would not sleep at night. They put him to sleep at 9 o'clock until 12, 1 o'clock they had to struggle with the child. The child would get up, cry, come to the bedroom. So the nanny's recommendation, I mean advice, was that what you do is you put your child in the crib, you sit on the floor, and the crib was here. You sit on the floor and don't have any eye contact. Mm-hmm. You sit like this. So she sat like this, the baby came out, it screamed, the baby came out, and she put it back, sat down. The baby was screaming for the mother. So the mother started crying because she can't handle this. This is so painful for her. And eventually, the child went to sleep after 25 minutes instead of 4 hours. And they did the report with her in the end of the movie. After a few months, the child just says goodbye and good night and goes to sleep. That's all the child does. Now what really happened was the mother did not give any type of attention. Did not give love, did not give hate, did not give discipline. She just didn't give attention. This is how the mind is. The mind that gets eliminated is one that does not give attention, get attention. It just doesn't get attention. Good or bad, it just doesn't get attention. And the waves becomes a ripple, and the ripple becomes very, very little motion. In that calm water, one can see one's reflection. That's the truth. As long as the water is like this, no, you don't see any painting that has a reflection of the surrounding in a water that is all thing. It's only in a palisade water. Very calm water can you see your reflection. What is this reflection that you see in the calm water? Of who we are. Now what happened? How can we see it? What happened that we can see it now? We eliminated the falsehood in the mind by lack of turning our head to it. That's what happened. We just refused to look at it. And so, is that easy? Absolutely not. It needs such an incredible dedication. I mean, if you're not vigilant for a moment, it comes back with a vengeance. One has to be vigilant. If we can be vigilant for 2 seconds today, we can be vigilant for 5 seconds tomorrow, and within a year, we are just nothing but vigilant without effort. So, we don't have to succeed overnight, but it's a process that the sooner is taken to heart. And this is what I mean, this example really describe what I meant by stop. Stop looking, stop going with it, stop mangling with it, stop changing it. Just stop. We had a dog, God bless him. His name, her name was Brandy. We would take her to Lake Tahoe. This dog was a small dog. Remember Brandy, the black one? She would sit by the water when it was wavy, and every wave came, she would go, with this noise. This would go on for 10 minutes. She would have foam coming out of her mouth, exhausted like this. And finally, she would give up exhaustion, and she would turn her, because if she faced it, she would still bite into it, right? She had to turn her back to the water in order not to bite it again. Now, this type of thing for me has very deep meanings. I always look for this type of thing in life. Now, most people are biting into every wave that comes, and they wonder why the life is not the way they want it to go. So turning around is the remedy. Now you might say, well, what about resist no evil? It says in the Bible, resist no evil. What does it mean? That's what it means. Resist not the mind. We're not resisting it, we're just not paying attention. We're just not giving it any worthwhile thing to it. Now, I've talked about that before, but it goes with what we're talking about. When a self-realized person, as my teacher is, who has resurrected many people, as Esau or Jesus has done it, as other people that we have not heard about, I'm sure many people have been able to do that. What makes them any difference than we, us, is they can see their reflection.